Rachel Price works full-time at a daycare center in Birmingham. She's a single mother and makes minimum wage, so she has full-time worries about feeding her children and grandchildren. I caught up with her on her lunch break.
That hurts as a mother to have to tell your child they can't go into the kitchen and get something. It's definitely a struggle, you know. I have a lot of sleepless nights. I cry a lot.
That's because of practical details many of us don't have to sweat. But for Price, those little things get big, quickly. Like at the supermarket or on her kids' doctor visits.
A lot of times you sit and you wonder, am I going to have enough? Do I go with cheap, you know, do I go with noodles and sandwiches, or do I go with, you know, healthy meals? I have had them where the iron was low because you chose to go that noodle route.
About 17 million food insecure children across the country face these kinds of trade-offs, and more depend on school meals for the bulk of their nutrition. But what happens when school's closed?
A lot of them do go hungry.
That's Karen Kapp, director of Better Basics, a United Way children's literacy and enrichment program serving much of Alabama. She says as kids' brains are maturing, the ones who aren't getting enough food fall further and further behind. Linda Godfrey, a nutrition and food service consultant, used to run summer school feeding programs. She's seen the need firsthand.
Sometimes at 6 and 6:30 in the morning, they would have their faces to the door. And as soon as the doors would open at 11 o'clock, they would already be lined up. And they were extremely hungry, especially on Monday.
This partly explains why at Hillview Elementary, just north of Birmingham, students practically tackle cafeteria manager Deborah Lewis with a gang hug while smiling teachers try to keep them in line. Children regularly fall through the cracks between school, food stamps, and community or church food banks. A recent national survey found 3 in 5 teachers regularly see hungry students. At Hillview, curriculum specialist Tamara Tippett helps run summer school, which includes meals. But she sees teachers step in year-round.
I do have teachers who send food home with their students over the weekend or provide an extra breakfast snack out of their own pockets. They care about the kids, and they know you can't learn on an empty stomach. You can't get the results.
She's not just talking about test scores. Hunger increases the chances of academic failure, which statistics show pushes people towards unemployment or even crime. Research also links malnutrition to short-term and long-term health problems. School systems and communities do have programs to get food to needy kids during breaks, but frequently funding is short and guardians can't manage the logistics. Summer programs especially rely on centralized feeding sites, leaving carless rural kids hungry. And of course, there's pride. Food service expert Linda Godfrey offers more perspective.
I had children that would come up to me and say, I really don't want to be out of school for Christmas because we know we're not going to get much to eat. We can say over and over and over, it's a parent's responsibility to feed their children, but the bottom line is they don't.
Rachel Price knows a lot of parents like her, working full-time but not making enough money for heat, transportation, and food. She says she used to refuse help, but one Thanksgiving she broke down and accepted a food basket from her kids' elementary school.
I've been fortunate enough to have organizations that have helped. So if you find yourself in a situation where you need help, don't be too proud to ask for it because it's not about us as parents. It's about our kids.
But even swallowing pride doesn't guarantee enough nutrition for needy kids. When schools close, some rely on a patchwork of programs that varies greatly depending on where they live. But many just go hungry. And that has ramifications not only for their futures, but for the rest of us as well. For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.